Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
He had the opportunity to say something, but if you're Shannon Sharp, I think what you want to do is you want to de-escalate that because of who he is. You know, Shannon Sharp ain't some regular dude walking around. You know, yeah. You are a television celebrity. Now, what does it do for your next show? How are the ratings going to be? Probably off the chain. Yeah. But still, at that point, Shannon, you are, I don't know, 54, 55, whatever years old you are, you take the high road. You get your F out, your F you, and he gets it out. You both get it out. And okay, you're going, you know, man, bunk that. Forget about that right. Stuff, man. And, you know, let me sit here and play the game. And let me sit here and watch the game. And don't let me be part of the game. Because he became part of the game. Yeah. And to me, that's when I think he crossed the line.
The big girls love that. Chicks love the last shot opportunity. Somebody give me a napkin so I can wipe my mouth.
Ah. All right, it's another episode of the Cedric Maxwell Podcast. I'm Josue Pavone. Cedric Maxwell coming at us from Florida. Nice and sunny Florida. You're looking comfortable out there, Max.
Man, I am laid back in the cut down here, man. It's beautiful. We just left Toronto last night and flew in here to Orlando. And we left probably about 20 degrees weather today. 80 degrees. And so, you know, this is, as they say, this one's the year.
Oh, man. There you go. I'm shocked, Max.
Don't do the Miami Vice on them right now. Don't do that. don't do the Miami Vice. You're good.
What's that? That's a strawberry daiquiri, a virgin one? I don't even know alcohol in it.
No, you always put alcohol in it, man. Sunday, Sunday, I'm doing my graces right now for the people, you know, like me who are somewhat religious. So I'm having a cocktail right now.
Hey, Sunday fun day. There you go. You do brunch? You a brunch guy, Max? You just come from a brunch spot?
I love brunch. I haven't found one yet, but I'm trying to get a brunch right now. But, you know, okay. Me and Shannon Sharp right now.
You know what? Before we get to Celtics talk, because we know this is typically a Celtics podcast, we got to talk about the whole Shannon Sharp thing in LA for sure.
Absolutely.
So let's get right into that. So according to reports here, it started between Shannon Sharp and Dylan Brooks. And according to Shannon, Dylan Brooks gave out the FU after a couple back and forth, you know, cheering and whatnot, talking trash. And he gave it right back. He said, man, F you too. And that's what caused the stir, caused his teammates to come over. Confrontation. Yeah, Steven Adams in the mix. He didn't get kicked out, though. Unc didn't get Shannon Sharp. Uncle Shannon didn't get kicked out. Enjoyed the rest of the game. But he certainly caused a commotion in L.A.
I think, it to me, it worked two ways. One, I think about Shannon Sharp, who he is. And I think, and I'm a huge Shannon Sharp fan. But right. Shannon Sharp has to understand his place in the hierarchy, what's going on. There's a code of conduct that goes along with it. And I'm sure that Shannon Sharp was yelling out, too small, Bron, too small. And LeBron was probably, you know, he's the biggest LeBron fan around. And he was probably putting in work. LeBron was putting in work on Dylan. And, you know, as he was walking off the court, you could clearly see that Dylan said, you know, fuck you. And Shannon, you know, code of conduct again, fan of what? You should be allowed to say something. The point that I got was when Shannon walked up on the floor and started, you know, mouthing. I mean, Shannon as a person, the only person who was happy about that, Skip Bayless.
Yeah.
The only person was probably drinking, as Skip Bayless said, probably drinking the diet dudes and just going, yes, Shannon, get me off the hot seat. Get me off the hot seat.
He can't wait to talk about that Monday morning, I'm sure. Yeah, but hold on, Max. Look, the whole back and forth, though, the spirit of the game. I mean, again, of course, no one crossed the line there. The FU part, you said it right back. I don't understand why, if you're a Grizzlies player, why do you get so upset about that? Like, why is that an issue?
Because you don't have players are going to unite. And if you are attacking a teammate, Josue, then you're attacking me.
But now, why you let that get under your skin, Dylan?
That's just the nature of players. Players have, you know, they have those sacks that are full up, and they're going to go back and forth. You know, what I thought was funny, more funny, was John Morant's dad wanted to jump in there.
Yeah.
Shannon Sharp said, you don't want that smoke.
Right.
You did not want that smoke. So I think that, you know, when I look at,
you're about to give him a barbecue, Max.
Yeah, when I look at what happened, you know, I think both parties were wrong. And the reason they did not throw Shannon Sharp out of the game, because it happened exactly the way he said. That Devin Brooks was the one that mouthed off to him and said that. So what am I supposed to say? I'm supposed to sit there and be quiet when the player says something to me. So he had the opportunity to say something. But if you're Shannon Sharp, I think what you want to do is you want to de-escalate that because of who he is. You know, Shannon Sharp ain't some regular dude walking around. You know, you are a television celebrity. Now, what does it do for your next show? How are the ratings going to be? Probably off the chain. Yeah. But still, at that point, Shannon, you are, I don't know, 54, 55, whatever years old you are, you take the high road. You get your F out, your FU, and he gets it out. You both get it out. Then, okay, you're going, you know, man, bunk that. Forget about that stuff, man. And, you know, let me sit here and play the game. And let me sit here and watch the game. And don't let me be part of the game. Because he became part of the game. Yeah. To me, that's when I think he crossed the line.
You think he crossed the line? Yeah, I mean, stepping onto the court was probably him crossing the line. But, I don't think he anticipated that much of a commotion. I mean, you got half the team.
Sway, if anybody, you're in the garden all the time. If you let one fan step out there on the court, what's going to happen?
Oh, yeah, that's true. But look, my point is, if you're some regular fan, Max, he's not going to get – Dylan Brooks not going to get so mad.
Unless you were the owner of the team. Now, we've seen this happen when players have gotten mad. We saw Kevin Durant do it when he was in Brooklyn. And when one of his fans said to him, Kevin, you got to take over this game. And Kevin Durant turned to me and said, you need to shut the fuck up and sit down.
rest of the team didn't come over like, whoa, wait a minute, back
that,
up. Like,
that was his fan.
Because it was Shannon.
That fan just sat down and was quiet. But when you have a guy who's on the front row and he's mouthing back and forth, a team is going to come to their teammate's rescue. I don't care how that works out.
No, I don't have a problem with that. I just don't understand why Dylan Brooks would get so upset that the game has to stop because someone said – When he was the one that took it to another level, he escalated it by telling him F you or whatever. I don't know. Look.
How it gets out of hand. What did LeBron do against those people in Indiana? He said something to him. He went over, got security. It's security enough throwing them out. If Dylan Brooks, he could have did the same thing. If he wanted Shannon Sharp out, he could have said he said something and got him tossed out the game. But when he's mouthing and you can see him clearly walk off the floor with FU, then it gave Shannon Sharp opportunity to go back and voice his opinion.
Oh, if it was the other way around, LeBron.
This is for you.
A little sit break for me. If it was the other way around and somehow it was someone saying things derogatory towards LeBron, oh, he's tossed. Like that would have been, that would have happened immediately. Like,
Well, okay, if you say that, then.
If you Skip Bayless out there and LeBron, he was talking.
Let me ask you this question: since you said that derogatory about somebody, you and I were in the garden, and the entire garden was chanting "Fuck you, Kyrie." What you gonna throw everybody out?
Exactly.
Which
ignored it. He kept playing.
No. Well, no. Kyrie gave him the fingers back.
Yeah.
And he got fined for it.
Yeah. He got fined for that. That's true.
Yeah. So, I mean, you're talking about players are going to react and their teammates are going to try to be protective. But I just think that Shannon Sharp, to me, and a big fan, huge fan, but at that point, I think you stepped over the line when you got on the floor and you tried to be, and you became a part of the game.
Yeah.
You know, you don't need to be a part of the game. If you're a fan, you think about him as a football player. That's the difference between NBA basketball. NBA basketball fans are right there on top of you. Football, people are still in the stands. Right. So it's a different game. That's what makes it the greatest game, because fans can be so close to their favorite players that they can reach out and literally touch them or say, fuck you.
Right. It's not the same for any other sport, really, too.
That's no. True. Yeah. Only sport you can think about fans are kind of that close. For a while, that was tennis. And tennis is supposed to be a gentleman's game or, a civilized game, whereas basketball has a tendency. Everybody gets a little revved up.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm not buying that. I'm not letting Shannon off. I'm not letting you off by saying, oh, well, what's wrong with, with them going back and forth? And
I'm just saying, why do you let someone get under your skin that quickly if you're Dylan Brooks? Like, you're playing a game. Just keep playing. Like, if he says something that crossed the line, that's different. But, that's my thing. I'm not against teammates defending their guy.
I hate people who are hypocritical. You played ball before.
Yeah,
you played one time before. And the guy says something to you out of the pocket. What do you say? Go right
I'm
back.
If you keep it moving, I'm not going to stop the game.
If he's playing against you in the game, it's going to be a lot more physical. It's going to be things are going to get heated up. I think that's the nature of the game. The game is an emotional game, and if you think that's not going to bother you by having a famous person yelling at you from the sideline,
exactly. But it's because it's Shannon. That's why I got under his skin.
Absolutely, because it's Shannon. Wasn't it your blow? It was Shannon.
Yeah, that's true. All right, well, let's talk Celtics, because right now the Celtics are on a winning streak, and for some reason, I don't know, man. I'm not feeling too great. Look, I'm impressed. Look, this team continues to figure out ways to win when you least expect it. The Golden State Warriors game against the Raptors, they squeezed one out. Guys stepping up, but man, these injuries are trying to stack up. Marcus Smart didn't finish the game. Robert Williams didn't finish the game. You know, we still have to wait to find out if there's a timetable or what's going to happen.
Okay, let me give you the inside scoop.
Or give me the inside scoop, Max. What's going on?
We were on the plane last night. We flew from Toronto. Okay. Toronto, we landed here in Orlando, and we had to board Orlando went through the terminal. Nobody was there, but went through a terminal. So we had a long walk. Marcus walked that whole time. We went through customs. Marcus walked that whole time. Okay. I talked to Rob about his injury. They said hyperextended knee. I talked to him. He said, "Is he okay?" He said, "Nah, man, I'm fine." He said, "We just wanted to be take precautions." And then the other one was Derek White, who bumped knees. I think this dude right now is. I told him I think he must be from he must know somebody, because I thought when he was in Charlotte, when Marcus hit him in the head, I thought with going by accidentally to make sure I say it that way. Mm-hmm. Hit him in the head. I thought he was concussed and he wasn't going to play the next game. Against Toronto, he bumped knees and I thought he had, really did some real bone damage. He was walking, just laughing and talking on the way to security. So I think the Celtics are okay right now. And I agree with you. The way they're playing, they're winning games, but they're not for you and for me and for most of them. They're not winning those games convincingly. And I think that's what bothers you a lot about that.
Yeah, especially the Golden State game, I mean, Jaylen Brown didn't have it throughout. I credit him for hitting the big one, hitting the shot that forced into overtime, but they shouldn't have won that game, right? Let's call it what it was, right? I mean, let me tell you this, Max. If the Warriors end up winning that game, we wouldn't be talking about, obviously, the big three from Jaylen that forced overtime. We would be talking about that turnover that Tatum made when he tried to pass off the ball, when he had Steph Curry on him one-on-one. He tried to pass off the ball, and it was a turnover. Luckily, they had another opportunity to tie the game, which turned into the Jaylen Brown three-point shot. But I was really surprised by that. And overall, Tatum didn't have a great game.
I love this. I understand where you're at. But I hear all these ifs. If this hadn't happened, if that hadn't happened.
I give them credit for winning it. I do.
If your aunt had a little wee-wee, she would be your uncle. Okay, that's how that goes out. When people talk about ifs.
You can say that about anything, of course. I get,
that. Oh, if this happened, if that. No, let's go with what actually happened. Okay, look, let's
find out what happened. Up. He needed a moment like that. So
They won the game, but right. I am just like you. That there's not a comfort level where they're dominating games. And because of that, I think you and I, we're on the same page with the way we feel. But it's going to be, we'll see what happens with Orlando. Orlando, who's given them a lot of problems, in Boston.
That back-to-back in Boston, right.
And then you have Miami, who beat you. So you have two tough games, one on a back-to-back scenario, and another one where Orlando is playing home. So I'm very curious to see how they play these two games, considering that those games you have next week are against the New York Knicks. And then Lord knows what are we gonna do on Saturday? Should I get a cigar ready?
your favorite team's coming to town.
Dave
Saturday.
Worthy, we about to spank your ass, okay? We're about to spank your ass in Boston.
You gonna give him the silent treatment and wait till after the game, or what are you gonna start?
No,
what are you trying to do?
That's not how I operate. You know, I chirp before a game. That's what winners do. You talk about it and then you be about it later on. People okay, who okay. are able to talk Make about it sure. after the people can talk right. about it after the game. What do you tell me? The results are already there. Tell me before the game what's going on.
Right. So James Worthy,
as you like to say, we about to spank that ass next week.
This episode of the Cedric Maxwell Podcast brought to you by BetOnline.ag. BetOnline remains your number one source for all your sports betting this season. Everything from NFL playoffs to pro and college basketball, UFC, MMA, and more. You'll always find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends at BetOnline. With live betting options, free contests, and live scores for almost any sport or game imaginable. BetOnline is truly the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite leagues and events. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and receive your 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure you use the promo code CLNS50 to receive all your rewards. BetOnline.ag, where the game starts. It's going to be a good game. No? This is going to be a blowout?
What?
You call it a blowout?
I don't know what's going to happen if the Celtics are a healthy team playing at home. This game should be a dominant game.
It's a big
game. Should be a dominant game. Celtics should dominate. You know, talking about people being healthy. Are you telling me that Street Clothes, is he going to be playing? Do you know if he's going to be playing?
No, I don't think Anthony Davis is going
to
be
playing. We don't know, so we have to say who is going to play. If the Celtics right now have their collection of players.
All right, let me ask you this then.
They're the most dominant. They're much more dominant than the Lakers.
So let me. I'm gonna ask you this then. So you're buying that performance from Grant Williams against the Raptors, right? The career high 24 points on that. Okay, so absolutely. Peyton Pritchard gonna step up here.
Grant has been good. Grant has had a really good year. Sometimes he doesn't shoot enough for me. But I think he's been very, very good, and you watch the way Grant has played. So I don't think that, you know, that was a surprise. If anything was a surprise, it was more a surprise about Pritchard. But I was so happy for him because when you get an opportunity to shine, and a guy like that, and you will hear Jaylen, and you will hear you'll hear Jaylen Brown, and you'll hear also Tatum talk about just how dogged and how determined, Pritchard is as a player. So they all like him. They all like his attitude. For him to play that well on the big stage and win a basketball game was huge. I asked him after the game. We did an interview with him on the radio, and I said, "Boy, that took a guy who had to have a huge sack playing that game." He like, absolutely.
Well, he had a big three pointer in that end of that fourth quarter.
He hit a lot of three pointers,
and that lead was teetering.
Defensively, he was really, really good.
Right. And I think that's why when his name was mentioned about in a potential trade that the Celtics could do down the road because he wasn't getting a whole lot of playing time, I was like, well, wait a minute. The Celtics are going to need a guy like that to plug in When guys are hurt, when guys like Marcus Smart can't finish the game, or Malcolm Brogdon needs a night off, I mean, that's a guy who's going to stay ready. And he told me that
last week. This is for you right here.
That's the best part right there.
Mm. Pineapple.
Is that your go-to when you're in Florida, or is that just how you're feeling today?
Today is Sunday, Joe Sway. I'm just doing what the people are doing down here. Matter of fact, my mind was so screwed up, I thought the day was Saturday. Until I talked to a buddy of mine, he said, oh, I'm just coming from church. I'm like, I didn't know he was Seventh-day Adventist. He said, no. He said the day is Sunday. I'm like, oh, okay. I thought it was Saturday.
You spent 2 days on the road. Your whole schedule's mixed up. I get it.
Well, just running. I was in Charlotte for a long time. Came back. Had that huge game against Golden State. And talk to Marcus Smart. Talk a little bit about that game, you know, of Jalen getting a big shot. But you talk about one of my favorite players right now, Marcus Smart, almost blew it at the end with two. As Marcus Smart said, he said, I asked him after the game, and he said, I threw probably two of the dumbest passes I ever made. One of them was a turnover. The next one, Jalen had to run to get it, to save it, to go out of bounds. So, I mean, so it's with just a look. I think a little shaky, even with the last possession. Somebody's getting the basketball up. Why didn't you foul in the backcourt?
Yeah.
Instead of letting Poole get off a wild 3-point shot. There's only 3 seconds on the clock.
Right. Yeah, I mean, those are the type of situations where you like the result because the way the Celtics, they were able to crawl out of it. And obviously they had the confidence to hit the big shots when it mattered. But it's like, man, you put yourself in a tough situation there. But they battled through. I mean, Joe Mazzulla said
– He
asked a rhetorical question. He was like, is there such thing as a bad win? And it's like,
Yeah, there is. I'll say that. There are bad wins. They're not great wins. I mean, but you look at somebody and say,
maybe ugly is the better word. But
ugly could be ugly, bad, same thing.
Because nothing about it is really bad.
If you say, you see a girl and you say she's bad, and then you say this is ugly, I mean, essentially it's the same thing.
Yeah, that's true.
This girl walking around my podcast with a bikini on.
I thought you just lost your drink. That's why I thought it flew away the way your neck just turned.
Walk by with her bikini on. Okay.
Yeah, that's someone. So I figured someone grabbed Max's neck. Hey, geez.
Wow.
So what about the makeup of this roster? Because you know it's training season. The deadline's around the corner. So they need to make an addition. What do you think is what do you think they should do? What do you think Brad Stevens has in store?
I'm like you. I would like to make. I think that they need to make the move. And what I keep hearing, would you do this? Would you get Kyle Kuzma from Washington? If Washington's trying to dump some salary, give them a first round pick and give up Gallinari.
I mean, that's a commitment though, right? How many years are left on that contract?
Last year.
Is it? Let me check his contract.
I think that Kyle Kuzma is last year. So essentially what you're doing, you're renting right now another score and a guy who can be a explosive score and you put him on your bench.
Yeah, he's got an option for next year. So, I mean, I don't know. I'm not crazy about the rental idea, though. That's the thing. I mean, if you want that extra – I get it if you want that extra offense, but you're going to have to give up one of these assets, you know, a draft pick, something.
What assets? You're giving up a first-round pick. What's that going to do? Would you check?
You don't have a lot of those right now, Max. Celtics don't have a lot of those.
And how is that working out for them? If you pick a number 16, 17, 18, why is that going to work out for you? Now, Danny picked well. Brad has done pretty good, but you got Robert Williams late. You got Rondo.
I'd rather see them try to make a deal with Phoenix. So try to get in try to get the Jay Crowder move going. I like Jay. For this team.
I like Jay Crowder.
But Kuzma's not bad. I mean, that's not a bad. That wouldn't be a bad weapon.
Here's the thing about Jay Crowder wants to start though. That's the problem he was having in Phoenix.
I hope not on this team. I hope we don't have the same issue with the Celtics.
Well, there's the issue.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know. I mean, yeah, you look at the rentals, and I think I'd rather have the more explosive, younger player as a rental during that time that could come in. And on top of that, man, what a knife in the eye of the Lakers of Kyle Kuzma came here and won the championship.
See him in green. That was the thing. One of the role players you could have right now on that team.
Oh,
but you picked Westbrook. You went with Westbrook instead.
That's just crazy.
All right, finally, before we wrap up this episode of the Cedric Maxwell Podcast, man, we got to bring up the death of Chris Ford, who passed earlier this week. Suffered a heart attack earlier this month. Family released
this statement.
Max, you were his teammate. You guys won a championship together. You guys spent a lot of time together. Friend of yours. Mm-hmm. Some thoughts, some words about Chris Ford.
One of the best. And you know, people talk about how you played. He was a good player. He was a solid player, but he was a much better person. And if anybody can say that about you on your last days, then, you know, you should be a happy camper. I think that when I think about Chris and who he was and his family, his contribution to the Celtics, being there, winning as a player, then winning there as assistant coach, later on becoming a head coach, coaching many teams in the NBA, his legacy is solid. And just a solid family guy. And the guy who is obviously hit the first NBA three-pointer. Somebody said not ABA, but the first NBA three-pointer.
First three.
I happened to witness that from the right-hand corner of the basket. And he was a bulldog. He wasn't quick. He wasn't fast, but he was smart and he was heavy, and he would make plays. He'd make plays with his mind, and he reminds me a lot when I think about who Hauser is. Hauser is the same kind of player who is a limited defensively, but has to think in order to beat you to your place defensively. But if you leave him open for a jump shot, that is his forte, and that's where he does well.
Well, a lot of people back then just weren't shooting the three not nearly as much. Well, obviously, but even in the beginning, that was like a once in a you attempted a couple of those a game, right? Back then,
in the blue moon championship game 1981, in the game versus the Houston Rockets, I want to say there were 7 3-pointers attempted for the entire game. So that's how the 3-pointer wasn't a weapon compared to now. Almost every shot, 60, 70 three-pointers taken during the NBA game. It's crazy.
Because I would imagine he would have thrived if he was in that situation where everyone's shooting a three seven times a quarter, not even more than that, right? Seven times every 5 minutes, teams launch those threes.
I tell you what, we're talking about the Celtics team, and God bless Chris Ford and his family. But just getting back to the Celtics, I think Brad understands what this team is. And I think that one thing, they have a delicate chemistry right now with Stone, they know that Tatum, they know that Brown are those two dudes, and everybody else is kind of fit in where they get in. You have veterans around them like Al Horford, who was huge the other day defensively.
Oh, man, both of these games, he's been huge.
Rob Williams, who is, you know, who's been playing his ass off, you know, and you get Payton coming in, and then you get Brogdon coming in, and then Grant. So this team doesn't have a lot of holes, but you know, that's going to be Brad's thing. Do you want to tinker with this team and go out and grab another piece that can put you over the top, but also at the same time might kind of mess your chemistry up a little bit?
Yeah, no question. Especially when we got a Blake Griffin appearance, and I was calling for this about a week ago, saying, hey, in certain situations here, you need someone to go in there, and Rob's on the bench, and Al needs a breather. I would like to see that happen more often. Hopefully that's the case in Florida and it's back to back here. Because I think there's some value there, you know, some valuable minutes there if you put Blake in the mix, because who he is as a passer on offense, you know.
Yeah, I mean, and he's a guy who can take a charge. He led the league last year in taking charge. So Blake's a smart player who understands his role. And talking to him, he said, look, what I know we have to do right now is play hard, play fast, and get everything going the right way.
Did you see another one, Max? Someone walk past you, huh? Something good?
No, I'm just looking.
I'm just messing with you.
Just looking over the beautiful scenery, Joseph. I'm trying to give our audience, that's why I'm laid back like this. Like, look, the sun.
Paint a picture? Making a joke.
Again, and you know, and this is what it's going to be like. But think about it, we're going to go down to Miami for a day, but then we come back to Boston and we'll be there for the next week or two. So, don't I'm not getting used to it, but I'm just trying to absorb what I can right now.
Of course, soak it in, man. It's your off day, so enjoy it, man. That's going to do it for this episode of the Cedric Maxwell podcast. He's Cedric Maxwell. I am Josue Pavone. We'll check in with you guys. At least one more time before the Lakers showdown. How about that? Right before Saturday.
The Lakers come to town. Yes, we're all hollering.
Yeah, Max will talk some more shit, but right before the Lakers matchup. So stay tuned for that.
All right.
See you guys then.